Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life for Deeper Steel, the Cannamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother, dealer of funk and unity, raw cannabis talk, R.C.T. Uncut talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of show enough cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk the G-Funk. I wants to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. I want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesmanship. King Cola, I'm chocolate coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D, so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now. Somebody said, hey, Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Cannamaniacs, Canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for Mature.
Live from the Dicot Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
King Cola in the house, baby. You know how we do it. Let's light this thing up fast and furious. I got 60 minutes to just unleash. Welcome to the kingdom, baby. They call me the Big Bud Man, King Cola. I am Isaac Griffin. Welcome to the show, Living the High Life. This is America's fastest growing cannabis show ever. We're breaking history, baby. Every day we hit the air, we are making history as the country's only daily cannabis show, putting out information, education, entertainment, all the good stuff that you enjoy. Now, yesterday, if you missed yesterday's show, you missed something kind of special that we planted right here from Living the High Life. Let me just tell you real quick before I get to some headlines of what's happening. Yesterday's show, because you hear in my open, I am so much into unity, into unification. And I understand there's some things happening in our cannabis community that needed to be addressed. So we started it yesterday. You see, what happens is on this social media thing, people like to, we call it like Facebook gangstering. And I didn't really know it was that bad, even in the cannabis community. I mean, there are people at odds with each other. Different faction here, different faction there, group over here, group over there. Everybody seems to be fighting for power. So yesterday I had a couple folks in, one from Safer Arizona, Dave Wisniewski. I had Kathy Inman in from Mom's Force. And man, you know, when I play in the beginning of my show for mature audiences, the stuff that I was reading going back and forth with those two groups, Mom Force and Safer Arizona, and then it just got even worse, the attacks after the show on each party. And as we went through the day, and I was commenting back and forth that that's what needs to happen, because until people can look each other in the eye, and that's what happened yesterday, I had two groups in here that were at odds, actually did not care for one another. And by the end of that show, we did have some type of unification. That's what this show is all about. We cannot be out here just running amok. Everybody wants to be a chief. How come we just can't have one person in charge with a board or a group of advisors around them to get this thing right? Why must one person be in charge or one particular group? We all want the same thing. We want freedom for the plant. So yesterday's show was the beginning of what I want to call unification, dialogue between two groups, and it can be done. And I'm going to work my butt off to get it done. Welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out. We're on a 50,000-watt powerhouse. It's how we do it each and every day. It's our cannabis platform to put out the information and education. There's a big story growing in the NFL. And if you don't know, I'm an ex-NFL player, USFL, Canada. I did the circuit. And I was never great, but good enough to hang out. So I took more hits than anybody just trying to hang out. I'm here to tell you there's big speculation in the next player's contract that marijuana could come off of there, and they need to. But let me hit you with a point no one else is telling you about, because I'm on the inside. Right now, they are working to get CBD into the flow to help NFL players. Obviously, you know, the big thing is CTE, concussions, brain damage. What they're starting to talk about is CBD being a neuroprotectant. Folks, that sounds real good. But I'm here to tell you, I've talked with scientists, I've talked with doctors, I've talked with patients, I've talked with the folks that are in the know. There's a trick to this, and I don't want anything like this to happen to my folks out there. I don't want you getting just caught up into the CBD unless you understand how to use it and what to use it for. Because if the NFL is thinking about using CBD as a neuroprotectant, you better start talking about the inclusion of some form or ratio of THC. It's just that simple. Folks, I'm here to tell you they're calling it a neuroprotectant for CBD. And when you start talking about your neurocannabinoids, CB1s, CB2s, we're talking CB1s now, the ones in your brain. Hear me out. And this goes out to all my NFL brethren. Don't be taking these checks from CBD companies to promote them. This is about the medicine. Don't put your name on something just to get a check. Because right now, CBD is the key, my friends, that will fit into the lock, into that neuroprotectant that they're talking about. But if you have a key that fits in the lock, shouldn't it open it? The only way to open that neuroprotectant covering in that CB cannabidiol, that receptor that we're talking about, is to have a ratio of THC, my friends. So until I start to hear about CBD or a ratio with THC, I'm not buying into it. I'm sorry. You got to show me something else that proves CBD by itself will make that cure before I start to even endorse it for the NFL. And this, my friend, is the only cannabis radio show in the country that is endorsed by the Northern California Retired Players Association. This show, NFL retired players endorse this show. So what I say, they believe. I'm only telling the truth, baby. The truth is out there. I got a great show lined up for you. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's Living High Life right here, 1100 KFNX. See you in a minute.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300. 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and results that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you are tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow, phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy Jung. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Man, oh man, it is the middle of the week. They call it hump day. Welcome back. There is no way a man should be able to sit and have as much fun as I do each and every day, getting all this good cannabis information out to you first. I enjoy it. It's Living a High Life. Thanks for hanging out. We are back just about 20 minutes after the hour. Second quarter will be brought to you by my friends over at Lexus. That's right. Lexus has that affordable, dependable luxury. Please, if you get a chance, go by your local Lexus dealer. Get a test drive today. And if you can't, go check out the 2017 models at Lexus.com. All guests that appear on our phone line, the Uber / driver phone line. Make sure if you want to get that hustle on, just go over to the internet, log in to Uber/driver.com. Get your side hustle on just in time for the holiday. And they're paying every day now. They got a way they pay you every day with Uber. Don't ask me. But if you need some extra money, side hustle, Uber/driver.com gets you in the game. If you want to get into the interactive part of what we do right here on Living a High Life, all you got to do is go to Isaac at LTHL365.com or make sure you lock us in live all over the social media from Periscope to Facebook Live. We are the nation's only interactive cannabis show that comes on every day, baby. That's how we do it. I got some great guests lined up for you today that are going to be talking about some good things. But right now, we do a thing on Wednesday where we spotlight a dispensary. And today, all, and let me say this. Here's the reason I'm really spotlighting this dispensary. You know, I just gave out my email, and my email will fill up quite quickly. Believe me, good, bad, all kind of stuff. But I've been hearing about this place called Horizon, the Health Center Dispensary. And I mean, I get two or three emails every day about this place. I didn't know what they were doing over there. So I sent one of my secret shoppers over there. And he came back and said, King, King Cola, they got fire. Fire? What's that talking about? What do you mean fire? Man, when I walked in, I hadn't been in a place like this where they took care of me. They asked me questions. I had to fill out this paperwork. The bud tenders were knowledgeable. They asked me things that other places didn't. I said, wait a minute. What did you really like about Horizon? Man, they had all kind of flower, edibles, concentrates, every single thing that any patient would want. I said, was it nice inside? Beautiful. What about the location? Man, right off the freeway. Bam, right there. So the name of the spotlight today for the dispensary is going to be Horizon, the Health Center Dispensary, one of Arizona's top medical marijuana dispensaries in this state, right over there by the mall. So you can shop, do your shopping, head over to the Horizon, the Health Center Dispensary, and get your goodies, because it's Green Friday still going on over there. Matter of fact, let's see if I can get in touch. I think I got Steven Urich over at Horizon THC. Hey, Horizon THC, is this Steven?
Why, yes, it is.
What's up, Steve-O?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just living the high life here at Horizon.
That's what I like, man. You know what? And I was just telling everybody, and you know, we got everybody and their brother listening that's involved in this cannabis game. And I keep getting emails about your dispensary, Horizon THC. What do you think is making you guys so special over there right now?
Well, I tell you, we've got things going on here. We are a dispensary in transition.
Okay.
Every day we have a phrase that pays, that gets you an additional 5% off. Today's phrase is living the high life with Horizon, believe it or not.
Oh, stop
it. Not a coincidence.
Uh-oh. Living the high life gets you 5% off at Horizon THC. Now, tell me, you got to have some goodies in there. Tell me about what's going on. What do you got?
We do. We actually brought in a new line of flower here in the last week.
Okay.
We specialize Dicot Farms, and I don't know if you know about Dicot. Dicot is one of the only 20 dispensaries that Tommy Chong has blessed with his name as an organically grown flower.
Hold on, Steve-O. Are you telling me you got Chong's Choice?
You're right. We're the one of two dispensaries in Arizona that features Chong's Choice.
Now, Steve-O, you know, I'm an ex-ball player, man. I'm an ex-pro. You know, Chong's Choice is the choice of legends. All my guys puff on the Chong's Choice, and you got it.
We got it. We got it here. Not only we have it, but we have it in one of his up to 40 collectible jars.
What?
Yeah, if you collect all 40, you get to meet Tommy Chong himself.
Oh, you need to get out. So what you're saying?
Special reception.
40. Yep. You got 40 of these jars. Yep. Is that what my Chong's Choice will come in?
That's it. What they come in? Actually, I sell them by the gram.
Okay.
I also sell them by a 4-gram eighth.
Ooh.
Now, Chong just goes deep. He is like a legend. He makes everything big. You've seen his big single rolls.
Oh yeah.
Well, his eighth are 4 grams.
I was getting ready to say, man, I haven't been anywhere where I got a 4-gram eighth.
No, and I don't know if it's the fact that, you know, he just rounded up. We have 4 of the jars immediately available.
Okay.
We're rolling out a new jar every 2 weeks.
Now, that sounds like the best Christmas gift anybody could get who enjoys smoking the finest. Now, and let me say this before we start talking about gifts and things like that. The Chong's Choice, it's got to be all organic.
It is all organic. No pesticides, mold-free. I mean, it's been tested. This last Chong's Choice that we have,
what?
Which is the OG-18 Private Reserve, and we have the tests from C4 Laboratories test out at 30.18%. And let me tell you, I had my staff test it, and we've had some other of our patients test it, and it is a smooth, full-body effect.
Let me say this, man, and I'm saying this with an endorsement right now, and I don't do this much. I got to be a believer. If you're carrying Chong's Choice, and it's topping out at 30 on the THC meter through several tests, there is nothing stronger, more potent in the valley right now. You guys are the king of cannabis over there.
You know, we try to be. We try to be. And in fact, the folks at Dicot Farms, all of their lines, we have right now half a dozen of their lines of flower.
Yeah.
Test out at a minimum of 25%.
That's insanity, bro.
Oh, it is. And it's, so we're kind of excited to roll them out. You know, Tommy is in our store every day with, you can have a picture taken with the Chong Meister.
Nice, nice. So you got the big tall, like a, remember that thing they used to put on the walls?
Yeah, yeah. He's a little flat.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, it still looks somewhat real.
Look, Stephen, tell the folks out there right now how they can find you, website, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. The easiest way is to go to leafly.com,
mm-hmm.
see our specials. We post them in the morning every single day. You can go to our website at horizonthc.com, or better yet, you just come on by. We are at 10040 North Metro Parkway West. We're right across from the exciting Metro Square Mall. And just off Peoria.
Listen, from here on out, big fella, I welcome you to the show as a partner, because anybody carrying Tommy Chong and Chong's Choice has to be locked in with living the high life. Hey, thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Over there at Horizon THC, going to have a great day.
We are, and you do the same.
Thank you, my friend. That's how we do it, man. We do a spotlight. We do it on one of the best dispensaries in the state, in the country. Today, it is Horizon THC. You heard it. Chong's Choice topping out at 30% THC. If you're in the sound of my voice right now, if you are not putting a stop down at the Horizon THC today, tomorrow, at some point, because I promise you right now, once I make this announcement, it's going to sell out. So I would be making some plans to go get me some Chong's Choice right at the Horizon THC, 30 on the meter THC. That's insanity, people. You will not find a higher grade, more potent anywhere in this state than right now at Horizon THC. 30. Go in, ask for Chong's Choice. Use the Living the High Life code. They'll knock another 5% off your order. Chong's Choice is in town now. They talk about it being in Colorado and California and Washington. It's here in Arizona, people. Chong's Choice is here. 30% on the meter. When I come back, I'm going to Maryland. I'm going to talk about some other type of things you need to know in the cannabis world when it comes to growing and what you need to know about that plant. Do not move. 30% THC. At Horizon THC? Man, I'm going. You going? I'll see you there.
Arizona News Radio. Big business news in our state as California-based Lucid Motors chooses Arizona to locate a $700 million manufacturing plant. Nearly 2,000 new jobs to result from the opening near Casa Grande after 13 states were considered.
We chose Arizona because you showed genuine interest in our company from the outset.
Ryan Barron with Lucid Motors saying the hiring will begin next year. First cars to roll off the assembly lines the year after. State School Superintendent Diane Douglas unveiling a list of educational priorities, proposing $200 million for local schools to spend as needed, a 5% teacher pay hike, and money for rural school transportation.
I don't believe there's a better way to spend additional monies we have in this state than on our children's future.
Criminal contempt trial for Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio pushed back to April. The outgoing sheriff, accused of violating a federal judge's order to stop enforcing federal immigration laws, got as low as 3 degrees in the Flagstaff area overnight. Highs in the upper 30s there today. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic, a service of a foundation for a better life. We still have that burst water main, Van Buren Southwest at 19th Avenue. Also look for a collision involving a bicycle, Camelback Road east of 16th Street. We still have that collision, 27th Avenue at Camelback. Look for another accident, 19th Avenue at Northern. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victory. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, mostly sunny today, highs of 61. Winds will be at the east at 5 miles per hour, becoming calm by the afternoon. This evening will be clear and a low of 38, with a north-northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, then becoming calm. Sunny skies on tap for Thursday, high temperatures of 63. Partly cloudy Thursday night, lows of 41. I'm Wayne Tropp from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 51 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatterwax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrate specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrate's live resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's 6 award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m. Park is Arizona's number one dispensary, centrally located just a few blocks west of the 143 at 4201 East University Drive. Park was voted the number one dispensary of Arizona by Leafly and Arizona's patients. Park offers the highest quality of top shelf strains at the lowest prices found in the state. First time patients get a free gram with purchase. Connect with Arizona's number one dispensary on Leafly, all social media, and parkdispensary.com. parkdispensary.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Welcome back. Just about 35 minutes after the big hour. Thank you for joining the finest. When we talk about cannabis, news, information with a twist, education, information is what we do. America's fastest growing cannabis show ever. Breaking history as we do what we do. I'm the King Cola. They call me the Big Bud Man, Isaac Griffin. I kind of head this thing, kind of navigate us through all the ifs and dips and doubts of what's going on out there. Very good to be back and having someone in my studio right now that, you know, I'm a big information guy. I'm a big education guy. And I got somebody in the studio. When I unleash them on you and we drop this bomb of information, don't worry. I think once you get this information, you will be able to change your thoughts and your thinking about cannabis. I promise you that. Right now, I got to go out to Baltimore. There's some things. We did a story yesterday on diversity, things like that in the cannabis industry. Big story came out of the Washington Post. We kind of went wild with it a little bit, and it really got some traction. Had an opportunity, one of our Cannamaniacs out in Baltimore, Maryland, home of The Wire. I used to love that show. Evan Ben Judah joins us from the Smokers Lounge in Baltimore, Maryland. What's up, Ev?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Man, if life was any better, man, I'd be walking on water, but I try to stay humble because the game is still going on, man.
Yeah, man, some haters say the only reason you walked on water because you couldn't swim anyway.
You know Well, here's the deal. I did the big story on diversity. Washington Post broke the story. I mean, there's so much right now in this industry. What's going on in that Baltimore, that Maryland area that people need to know that's not coming out?
Well, the real deal with for me, the diversity thing for me, first of all, is smokescreen. I'll start with that as
okay.
far as being diverse. And the reason being because I'm a religious smoker, you know what I mean?
Bingo.
And I really don't care, honestly, the hand that cuts the bud and moves the product, because in this field, in this culture, if you smoke pot or marijuana, if you're a pothead, you know it transcends cultures, lanes, and everything. So that diversity thing is a crock of crap. Now, my point is this: R.J. Reynolds. You know what I mean? Philip Morris.
Yeah.
Lori Lard.
Mm-hmm.
How diverse it is? You know what I mean? How diverse are those three companies? That's the tobacco industry, like top three.
Yeah.
And then you have what? Anheuser, Miller, Coors, Pabst. Those are the top, what? Domestic brands?
Yep.
How diverse are they? So miss me with all that BS about the diversity of it. We know what it's about, but they're going to hide as long as they can to milk as much money out of the private growers in the industry pocket as they can. We know what it's about, really. But
mm-hmm.
they'll hide as long as they can.
Come back to the religious side of it, too, because I had a story that I was going to do on Monday, and there seems to be a lot of fight where the government and states do not want to recognize cannabis as a religious benefit. We've got a church down in Indianapolis. We've got a couple more that want to start. Hell, I want to start a cannabis church. I mean, I
right.
think the religious side of it and what that plant does for people
right.
who believe in it, for what it does for you from a religious standpoint, is miraculous. Where do you go? Where do you feel from the religious standpoint, state and federal?
Well, I'll use their own law against them. They say separation of
that's right.
church and state. Those are their rules, so you can't have it both ways. You're going to be a hypocrite? Well, what are we going to do here? If it's separation of church and state, my church should be able to practice how my church wants to practice. And if I want to run a Rastafarian church, you know what the religion is. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
so you don't, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, by the way.
Okay.
Not the traditional, American Jew or Jewish people. And, all their holidays, they
yeah.
get them. The government, they, whatever, if they want to eat, say if matzah was against the law, the Jews are going to eat matzah because that's their nation. So, and it's separated religiously from the state. You know, so if it's truly separation of church and state, what's the church have to say about it?
Then let me ask you this, Ev. Why not just set up a church and take the fight to them?
I'm always down for a fight. Like, listen, that's what I do. Like, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I can't be a one-member congregation. I'm down. Like, I'm always down for pushing because the government wasn't supposed to be us bowing down to them. It's supposed to be the other way around. It's supposed to create laws to help, not to enslave. And this whole thing with marijuana is basically because they can't control it. We could grow it in our backyards with the same potency that their factories or whoever their growers could produce it with. And that's the bottom line. It's trying to control as much of the profit as they can before they turn it all the way over.
Good point, Ev. How's the Smokers Lounge doing?
We're jumping. It's a bunch of us here now, probably in the room. Smokers Lounge. I'm actually,
nice.
Actually representing High Life Smokers Lounge. I want to do a shameless plug right now, but
go ahead.
We're on Periscope pretty much every day,
right.
All day, and that's at Evan Ben Judah. I have my YouTube channel, The Smokers Lounge, and we're in there. We're just as political. We're on everything from race, religion, sexuality. We just pretty much like you without the mics and not totally cannabis dominant, but we're pretty much smoking the whole while, so that's why Smokers Lounge.
My man. Ev, thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for what's happening down in Maryland, in the Baltimore area. That's what this game is all about. Make sure everything happens and continued success. Man, keep fighting the battle down there.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
My man, Ev. That's what I'm talking about, folks. See, we go right to the people. It's the community that makes the difference. We get the vibe from the people. Thank you, Evan, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland. Serious Cannamaniac, just dropping some knowledge. Now, over there in that Uber seat, the hottest seat in cannabis talk is my main man. And I told you, we're going to drop some information and some knowledge on you right about now. But in that seat over there, the Uber seat, is Sean. You know, I want to make sure I get the name. Badaracco. But better known as Shaw B. That's how I know you. Shaw B from Tucson. We hung out a little bit down there when I was at the Earth Healing Dispensary live remote broadcast, which went phenomenal. 300-400 people came out just to hang out, check out the show, get great deals on Green Friday. Sean, you know, when we met, we talked a little bit. Tell the folks a little bit about your background, how you even know or got into this cannabis game.
Yeah. I'll tell them a quick 30 seconds about me for the Cannamaniacs that don't know me. I'm from Tucson, and I'm a second-generation grower. I basically grew up in the grow operations basically my whole life, so cannabis has always been a part of my culture. I came from the East Coast out here when Arizona decided to allow the program all passed for marijuana.
Yeah.
I started growing for some people, became a caregiver, and helped basically anybody in Tucson that has anything to do with cannabis.
Yeah.
Basically helped them in their roots. All the organizations, anybody who's in Tucson basically knows who I am.
So it's about the medicine.
It's all about the patients. I have a passion for the patients. My family, I've had an uncle who had hepatitis C, so he died from that a couple years ago, but... You know, it's a passion I have for the patients and the plant.
Man, I wish we could get to the point where, and this is something else I'll push in the show, I wish we could get to the point where cannabis becomes the first choice and not the last choice. I don't know how many emails and things I get from people who make it their last choice. Hey, Isaac, we tried this, tried that. What do you recommend? Is there anybody we could talk to that you can recommend? And I help them every time, but in my mind, I'm going, why is this the last choice? As a caregiver, what were you seeing and what do you see as far as the patients? Because have they found out that cannabis is the last choice? Are you finding that they're choosing it last? Or are they starting to make this a first choice?
I think a lot of people that are first-time users are going last choice because they've been through all the pills and been through the pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
I think people that know other patients and then they could, you know, like their mom uses it and the 30, 40-year-old lady who's, you know, no longer has kids is like, you know, I need something for all the things that I've went through. And instead of going through the pharmaceuticals, they go straight to the cannabis. So the younger generation does go first. I think the older generation is the last choice.
That's a good point. Younger people are, you know, those millennials checking it out first. They don't even want to do the opioids. My older generation, listen, get off the opioids, get into the cannabis world. This is, and by the way, the seniors, as far as the demographic, fastest growing demographic in the cannabis industry. So if you're not approaching and trying to reach them, man, you are leaving money on the table. When I say money on the table, they will come see you. You just have to ask them to come and teach them. Keep it locked in. I got that new ingredient, something you need to know. And guess what? You want fast results, potency? I'm about to tell you how to do it.
next.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms. We're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Bakes Bros, enriching the quality of life for Arizonans who need medicinal marijuana for pain management. We offer a full range of consistently dosed, highly absorbent, strain-specific edibles, like THC syrup with accurate dosing, so you get the right amount of medicine every time. We also have 7 varieties of hand-infused hash oil gummies and 3 different strengths that are propylene glycol-free and never sprayed. Go to BakeBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles. Go to BakeBros.com to find the nearest dispensary. Bakes Bros, a sincere dedication to medication.
At Earth's Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
Let's put a bow on it. Thank you for hanging out. It is Living the High Life. Just like the voice in the background said, I am the King Cola, the Big Bud Man. Listen, fourth quarter brought to you by my friends over at Chong's Choice, the choice of legends. And guess what? The dispensary of the day. You know who it is. Talk about it. I want to hear the name. Horizon. THC. Let me hear it. Come on. Horizon. THC. Chant it with me, baby. We talked to Stephen Urich earlier over at Horizon THC. And let me tell you, you just heard me do Chong's Choice, brought to you by a Chong's Choice. Well, guess what? It's in town. Chong's Choice is in Arizona. It's at Horizon THC. 5% off your order just by saying Living the High Life or say I heard it on the radio. I don't care what you say. Go in there and get some Chong's Choice.
How am I supposed to get one of those collectibles? Now, see, I don't, you know me, I'm not against the herb. I just don't smoke it.
That's okay.
I want to get
the, you want to get the collectibles?
Yeah.
I'm a, you know what? Christmas is coming up, right?
Yeah.
I got you something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Now, see, the 4 gram, I wonder what size that would be.
That's special, bro. Well, it's not a matter of size. They're all going to be the same size.
Oh, they are.
You can just stuff a little more in there.
Okay.
You know, it's not like it's going to be a bigger jar. It'll be a bigger amount, but they'll just stuff a little bit more in there.
Now, so 4 grams. Is that a couple of flowers, a couple of buds?
No, man, that's a nice day for me. So you probably get a nice four or five butter in there. And, you know, with the Chong's Choice, which I've had before, they don't do little baby buds.
Well, I was going to say, for those of you scoring at home, that's a good amount.
Yes, sir. I mean, back in the day, that's a good 2-3-finger hit there. You'll be excited.
Cool.
I promise you. And Chet wants to get those new collectible Chong's Choice. You can get them right now. Start collecting them over at my buddies at Horizon THC. Back to the show. Got a few minutes before we lock it down. Do not forget, I got to say this. Shaw B is in the house over there in the hot seat, the Uber seat. I got to say this, and I'm going to start bringing this up more. Please, if you're out there, because I know I talk to a lot, and I have a lot of people listening on the road, do me a favor. It's holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Don't text and drive. Please, don't text and drive. Every time you don't text and drive is a possible life that you're saving. You'll hear me say that more and more. In the studio right now, the Dicott Farm Studio, where the grass is always greener. My man, Shaw B, is in the house. And man, when we met, you started telling me about something, and it really caught my attention because I don't know everything. Don't claim to know everything. But I tell you, whatever I do say, it's always going to be real. That's who I am. But at the same time, you're telling me something about a cannabinoid that's normally not in test results. Talk about that conversation and kind of open it up for my people to understand where we're about to go.
Yeah, so I, after Growing for People, dispensaries came around, so it was only obvious that I had to get into one of the dispensaries. So
right.
I was in a dispensary, managed an amazing one for several years, and I noticed something in the test results, and I go to all the dispensaries, and I love all.
You like me.
I love them all, man.
You're right.
And I noticed something in the test results, and that CBN wasn't being tested.
Hold up.
Well, it was being tested.
CBN.
CBN, yes. It's a cannabinol.
Cannabinol.
Cannabinol, yeah.
Not cannabidiol.
Nope.
Cannabinol.
Yeah, so it's
another chemical in the plant.
It's three of them get tested mainly from the testing facilities.
Okay, what is that?
CBD, THC, and CBN. And CBN always comes out around 0% for everybody's test results in the dispensaries. Not 100%. I'm not big in the test results in Phoenix, but most of them are 0% on the CBNs. And you know, if you go into a dispensary and 0% was on THC, you probably wouldn't buy it.
Man, you're probably getting some CBD.
Yeah, you wouldn't be buying that
right.
stuff mostly. So this is an important ingredient in the cannabinoids that is just not present in there, and it's because of several reasons.
Let's go.
So, CBN is something that is a degradation of THC. So when THC starts dying, you know, energy is never dissipates. It only transfers into something different.
Right.
So it transfers into CBN.
So THC will transfer to CBN.
Correct.
Come on.
And the CBN is psychoactive. It's like a cousin of THC.
Okay.
It's main.
As aggressive?
Yeah, it's a great pain reliever. It's known for more of a drowsiness. You get real drowsy off of a high CBN.
Okay.
It happens when, you know, THC or the plant, you leave your weed out and it gets really, you know, the direct sunlight, or if it gets heated up, like you leave your stuff in the car.
Yeah.
So that's a fast way of really getting the CBNs higher.
Really?
Yeah, I don't prefer that. What should be happening within the whole industry is just a larger amount of curing, longer periods, and that will bring up the CBNs.
Okay, now, folks, let me do this before I break it down.
Yep.
The CBN will do what for potency, all the stuff that people desire? Why is the CBN important if I'm getting good potency already?
Why is it important?
It's
like the cousin of THC. The whole plant, it's a synergistic effect. It's like wine, drinking wine a little too soon.
Yeah.
It's bitter.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, you like if you smoke the flower too soon, you'll get a taste of the chemicals or of the wetness within the plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen. Most people within the Emerald Triangle in California,
they don't
smoke it unless it's 3 months old.
3 months old.
At least, like wine country.
So let me ask you this then. What are two or three questions if I'm a patient, new patient, when I walk into that dispensary, I want to ask?
If I were them and I were looking for CBNs, I would ask, what have you been sitting on the longest? Because they'll naturally cure within the dispensaries that hold them.
Yeah.
They hold them in the correct format. They hold them in jars or in C-volts. They hold them correctly. It's just that it goes so fast that it never has time to sit around and cure, become a fine wine.
So I want to ask, what do you have that's been sitting the longest? What else?
Yep, that's one of the questions. What have you been sitting the longest? You know, ask for the results, because most of these facilities, they automatically test for them. A lot of the dispensaries might not post them because they're at that 0%.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to ask. You know, the patient service representative will take care of you and show you the results.
So now you got me worried. If I'm pulling test results and I'm seeing zero, and I'm knowing the dispensary, it's not like they don't care. Is it a knowledge thing? Is it an education thing? Is it a grower thing?
I believe it's no patience. I mean, people that... It takes a long time to get the grow, months, you know, and when you first get in, you get a harvest, they just want to get the product out there.
Okay.
So I think that they should wait. You know, if I was a patient, I wanted to do it myself, I'd buy a bigger bulker amount and let a couple bags sit in some jars and open them up every day. The patients can do this at home, you know, with 2.5 ounce allowance. I mean, it's might be hard financially, but if you have the availability, buy a little more and just sit on it.
So let me ask you, if I'm grabbing a half an ounce, I should let it sit in a jar, enjoy a little bit, but am I, by letting it sit, am I getting a higher CBN because it's in a jar?
The longer you keep it, the longer it is, yeah.
Wow.
Most places that I've seen will get their stuff out within the first month.
Within the first month, and that leaves 2 more months that CBN could be jacking up.
Yep, and the higher it is. That's why people will still smoke dirt stuff and be like, wow, this gets me high, even though it's only 10% THC at the most.
Why is that?
Because it's so high on CBNs. Because going through the process from going through the cartel and all that crap, yeah.
Wow.
It naturally raises in CBNs.
Hey, folks, I don't know if you're getting this, but this is just fascinating for me. I didn't know this. CBNs are key. Now, let me ask you, can I have a 30% and high CBNs?
I think it's hard. It's very difficult. I've never seen that personally. When I was growing, I'd get high CBNs, but my THC was only about 20%.
And it was still killer.
Oh, my gosh. The best, man. I was able to grow alongside the dispensary, so I could always grab some of their stuff and test it versus my stuff. And most people preferred my stuff, man, because I sit on that for 3 months.
what can I say, man? Today, a bunch of fun. Dispensary of the day. You know who it is. Horizon THC. They got the Tommy Chong 30 right now. CBN. The new three letters, baby. Thanks for tuning in. Same time tomorrow. We'll be right back. I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis said. Thank you.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix.
a division of Premier Radio Stations. KM.